Hello.
Oh, hi, Will. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. I'm good. And you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. I was just calling. We're still having trouble with the payment. I saw that you updated it on the dashboard, but I think the billing address might not be the same as the Paul Bryant drive because it's saying that that doesn't match.
Okay. Well, maybe it is my home address.
Oh,
can you change it with me on the phone?
Of course. I have your billing in front of me. So what's the home address?
13.
Mm-hmm.
Dunbrook. D-U-N-B-R-O-O-K.
Okay.
Same city and state, different zip code, 35406.
35406. Okay. So let me store this new one and then I'll try to process it and see. Okay, so that's saved. Perfect. Okay, so we'll give it a whirl. No, it says AVS mismatch. Billing address does not match. You said 13 Dunbrook, still Tuscaloosa, but it's 35406?
Yes, ma'am.
That didn't match either. Do you want to check maybe the statement of the card that you put in and see, like where the statements go to? That could be where the billing address is.
With the electronic statements.
Oh.
Let me get online here.
Yeah. App. Because I don't want to try it again, because every time we try it, it'll show as a pending charge in your account. So it's not going to charge it. It'll fall off at midnight. But I don't want you to, you know, think that you're getting charged two or three times, you know. So I'd rather just wait till you know what the address is. If you get electronic statements, you could probably just click on one of the statements and look at it on a PDF form and see what address they have on file. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you want to call me back or do you want me to wait for you or?
Yeah, just a second. No, maybe I can find where.
Yeah, I don't mind waiting.
Card management. That's card ending in 4384.
Yeah, the one that you entered it ends in 5376.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I don't have any old paper bank statements. I was trying on my phone. Let me just log in on my computer.
Okay, no problem.
Excuse me. e-statements. Let's look at e-statements. That'll work, actually.
Yep, that's probably it.
Okay, yes, it shows my home address at 13 Dunbrook, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Now, my zip code is not just the 5 digits, but it's -1960.
That's weird. No, it says 35406. We don't have a field to put in that last four, but I know how some zip codes, they have that. But we, as long as it has the 35406, it should go through.
13 Dunbrook, D-U-N-B-R-O-O-K.
Mm-hmm. Unless, let's see, that's for the MasterCard ending in 5376, right?
Yes.
Okay. I can try it again, or I could put in a different card. It's up to you. I can try it again. It might go through, but I just, that's the one I just tried, and it didn't take it, which is weird, because you
can find... that says account ending in 439. My business account doesn't end in 439. Hang on just a second.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe that's for a different account then.
NG. So weird. I've got ANG checking checked.
So other than the 2008 Paul Bryant Street or the 13 Dunbrook, are there any other addresses you can think of? Like, is there a P.O. box or something that you, it might
okay,
be under?
Okay, I used to have a P.O. box. That's exactly right.
No, oh, right. Maybe that's okay. What, okay, let's try that one. Okay, what's the P.O. box number?
It was P.O. box 2231.
Okay. And even though you don't use it anymore, it might still be tied into that for the electronic state. Is it still Tuscaloosa?
Yes, 35403.
Okay, 35403. Okay, let's try that one. That might be it.
Completely forgot about that one.
Yeah. Sometimes banks have a mind of their own, but sometimes it's like that. It's an old address that we don't even realize because we don't get our statements. Yep, guess what? It went through. That's what it was. It's under the P.O. box. Okay, so remember, if you see, you know, three or four attempts on your card, don't panic. You weren't charged three or four times. You were just charged the one time. Those other attempts will fall off at midnight because they didn't have the correct address, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Oh, no problem. I'm glad that it worked out. So you're all good to go. And then next month is your service credit. So you're paid in full right now all the way until May 15th, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Dana.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.